And welcome to Your Cake Dealer.
This is a podcast about food.
And I'm Lorraine.
I'm Nina.
And we're going to talk about food. I'm a food blogger and Nina is...
a fitness trainer.
I always forget the name of your job.
You want to call me... what do you want to call me all the time?
I don't even know. A personal fitness model.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either. So it's our first Christmas episode. Woohoo! Yes. We made it to Christmas.
Amazingly.
Yeah, honestly, we didn't think we would.
No.
I'm wearing a red Christmas jumper because it's cold today.
I wish I was wearing a red Christmas jumper.
Well, maybe I'll get you one next year for Christmas.
I have Christmas pajamas that I do insist on wearing around Christmas, but...
why aren't you wearing them now?
I mean, they are pajamas.
I've walked out. I've gone to dinner in pajamas and I don't care.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, it was really, really cold.
Fair enough.
It was in the middle of winter. Anyway, I have a coffee and there's Kahlua in it.
Oh my God. You lucky lady.
Well, it's just, it feels like I need to do that this year.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, I do miss Glühwein in Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. Glühwein?
Glühwein.
Or mulled wine. I love spices. So. Yes. And there's nothing better when it's cold.
I don't like that eggnog or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not for me.
No.
Not today.
No, eggnog's too rich for you. You don't like rich food. So, no. Yeah. No. Well, I've given you some rich food, though.
No, it's not rich. It's sweet. Okay, so today my snack, because you know I get a snack. So today my snack is this cloud bun that's coconutty. So it's like a coconut cloud bun. Now, it's delicious. I'm just not sure where it fits into someone's day. Which I have a lot of problems like this that you don't understand.
Yeah, it's like scones. You don't like scones,
you're
right?
Like, what do you do with them? They're not dessert, really, but they're not lunch.
But you know there's afternoon tea and morning tea, right?
Yeah,
they're meals.
Who has those?
A lot of people in the world have these.
I would say this bun is definitely a afternoon tea bun.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's basically a Samoan bun with coconut cream and sugar. It's so soft and fluffy.
It's so soft.
I happen to love them. I didn't know whether you'd like them because they're very sweet.
No, they're very sweet. So I couldn't eat a whole one.
But no. And they are gigantic. So I understand that.
And they are kind of like eating sugary clouds.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I used a high protein flour because I'm experimenting with high protein flours because high protein flours have, they can have a bigger, better structure.
Oh, are they going to help you build muscle? Because that would be important.
It's like bread muscle. So if you were bread, yes.
Imagine I turned into like, you know, the plaited bread loaf.
I'm going to make a bread loaf of you one day.
Thank
one
you.
Day for your birthday.
That'd be epic.
It'll be weird though. I think it'll be slightly weird. I'll be like looking at you way too closely. Like, no, Nina's arm's not like that.
More bread loaf buns on the arms. My muscles, my humongous biceps.
Well, they came in handy this weekend when we did our escape room.
Oh my God, the escape. We did an outdoor escape room. Now, we do indoor escape rooms together quite often.
Yeah.
And we decided to try an outdoor one because it sounded pretty cool.
And to be honest, we booked this during the midst of lockdown. So anything sounded good, to be honest. Like anything outdoors.
Anything, any activity.
Friends. Yeah.
Really. You could have sold us anything. You could have said, like, go. I don't know, on a tree tour.
Yeah, just observe.
People do go on tree tours.
Observe insects or something. Yeah. Sure. Do we get to do it outside of the house? Excellent.
Yes, excited. I'll be there.
So we didn't really love it, though.
No, it was pretty much like a tree tour in the sense that it was so boring and you just wanted it to end.
Yeah. It wasn't like a normal escape room, I feel. Like, it was really dull. And I think halfway through, we all just wanted it to be over.
Because it wasn't clever. The whole thing with escape rooms, the best ones are super smart.
Yeah.
And you actually think to yourself, someone really clever had to put them together and had to link all the clues and, you know, and then, of course, you're great with riddles, but what they did is they stuck a riddle in at every, whatever you call it, spot you had to reach in the city. And the riddles were stupid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you were still great. I'm not taking that away.
She just called me stupid.
I honestly... I couldn't solve one.
But, no, but like that's all I could do. And that's all I could do.
But what I mean by stupid is you solved the riddle and it didn't really get you anywhere. It wasn't like, oh, the pieces are starting to fall together because you solved this riddle.
Well, escape rooms are like movies, right? If they're really well written, then they're really entertaining. But if they're not well written, they're kind of boring. And we were like all ready to cheat and just go, let's just... And you guessed the answer.
I guessed the right answer. And I, at that point, should have forced everyone to go to the pub and just drink.
Yeah. And I feel like we should have had a meal because we were all quite hangry.
Yeah. And you couldn't get food in the city. That was quick. And,
yeah. It's like 15 minutes later and we were being timed for this. So...
Yeah.
In terms of that, I'd rather watch TV together or something like that. Or, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just sat and played an online one at a restaurant while eating and drinking. Would have suited me just fine. Yes.
So you've been watching something that you...
Oh, yeah. So, because I was going to tell you on the podcast instead of just tell you.
Yeah.
So, I'm watching this amazing show called The Great. Yeah. I mean, I may have mentioned it, but it's like season 2.
G-R-A-T-E?
Like Catherine the Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not like the floor great. I was like, what a weird
The Greater.
Topic.
It's about cheese. Catherine the Great. It's so good. Anyway, but what came up, because what we're going to talk about today, it's kind of linked, because we're going to talk about crazy Christmas traditions, mm-hmm. but this is not Christmassy.
Okay.
It came up on the show, she's going to give birth, and this is not I'm not ruining the episode for you.
Okay, no spoilers.
No spoilers. I mean, it's pretty early on she gets pregnant, so... And she has to give birth in front of a court full of people.
Why?
Because, and this is true.
Oh, she's a queen,
she's
right?
a queen, and I looked it up, and apparently they had to do this because if people didn't believe it was your baby, there'd be a huge thing about who gets on the throne, right?
Oh.
So you had to be in a room full of people while you gave birth to your child. And then they would announce the sex of the child, like, as it came out.
Oh,
I know, right? As if having babies wasn't hard enough.
That's 10,000 times worse.
Yes.
Like, having... And how many are, like, hundreds of people?
I think... So, apparently, Victoria or Elizabeth, really, I wasn't good at history, but she was giving birth in her... quarters, and they run down the passageway announcing that she's giving birth, and then everyone rushes into the room, and it was like 100 people or 200, you know, they like stuff into the room. Apparently she passed out from the heat.
Can they see the vagina?
I don't know.
I don't want hundreds of people seeing my vagina.
Don't really
know. I mean, I'm not a queen, so.
I mean, I don't want many people seeing my vagina.
I know, right?
That's very few.
That's
people.
A valid thing, like,
yeah. Yeah, so
you shouldn't be able to see royal vagina.
No, I think, I mean, maybe you don't have to anymore. I don't think they
still
do
that. I'm pretty
sure
they did. Kate Middleton did not do that.
Oh no, so we don't want to be queens.
No, I can be a queen, but you can't
see your vagina.
I'm not showing
just
you.
Just don't give birth. We don't intend to anyway, so
I think
we'll be safe.
They have to. Like, that's part of the
give
royal
birth.
Thing. Yeah, it's continuing
the line,
the lineage.
Yeah.
So
something,
yeah, maybe not
old fashioned.
Maybe like just Princess of Monaco seems pretty cool because you can, you know, Stephanie was able to do all these crazy things, like hook up with her chauffeur and do some like, I can't even remember, it was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she was like the rebel princess. We could be that.
I could be that, yeah.
Yeah, but true. Not the vagina showing princess.
No.
Anyway, we've gone off topic
because
today's
again.
Topic is Christmas, and we're just going to do a quickie for you because I know everybody's busy, and we're just going to do...
Everyone likes a quickie.
Speaking of vaginas. So do you, like, because you're Jewish, do you celebrate Christmas
much? I love Christmas. I love it. Because my mom actually converted, so she wasn't born Jewish.
Oh, okay, cool.
So she converted, so her German side of the family, we'd always fly over there and do Christmas. And Christmas in Europe is something else.
Oh my
Christmas
God.
Is epic. And snow and awesome. So I love Christmas and I've always loved it. And then recently, not so much because Gar's a bit of a Grinch. But also... When it comes to Christmas, it's like the heat ruins it.
It is like an Australian Christmas is not like any other Christmas, right? I mean,
everything's plastic here. The decorations seem cheap. You know, in Europe, you go to the Christmas markets and they're handmade things.
Yeah, I know. Well, my husband also hates Christmas, but for different reasons, because I think he always had terrible ones as a kid. And I've met his family and they are completely bonkers.
Yeah.
So one year when we first started dating, he got a box. He received a box from his mum and it was Christmas time. And he opened it and there was a bottle of Domestos and a toilet brush.
Wow.
That was his Christmas present.
Wow.
And then another year he got a rusty clamp from underneath their house when he was a kid. Like, you know, Christmas means a lot when you're a kid.
Wow. So, I'm so confused.
Yeah. So I actually think that's his brother that got the rusty clamp, which was originally his clamp anyway. So his dad just went underneath the house, got this rusty clamp that was his brother's, and regave it back to him.
Okay, there are bad presents you can give someone, but that's
Beyond. So I think it's just in their nature to give really weird gifts. And so my husband hates Christmas.
So does he get you weird gifts?
No, I buy my own. I buy my own. And he's not good at giving gifts, I think, because of that. Like, his mum gives me yoga books and hippie stuff, even though I'm not into yoga. I'm into Pilates and I'm not into hippie stuff at all. I'm like pretty opposite of a hippie.
Yeah.
So she keeps trying to give me stuff.
Does she give you crystals?
Yes.
Does she walk around your house with sage?
Not yet, but like she's close. So I think she tries to give me stuff that she thinks she wants me to like.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's, like, stuff that I'm not interested in. So next year I'm going to give her a steak.
I like it.
Yeah, so, and, like, I love Christmas, but it's not for the presents. I like the food, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, my parents don't really get the whole Christmas gift giving. Like, they basically give us all cash. Like, it's $100.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of like them. They're very transactional, unemotional, and cold. So they're like $100, but the funny
thing, up my child.
Yes, I'm
$100.
I don't know what you want because I've never listened to you. So here, have cash and buy what you want. But it's it's funny because we're giving each other the same $100, so we give them $100 in return.
You give them money.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because they don't want anything. Like, they're like, just give me, or they'll sometimes ask for gift vouchers, but it's kind of money.
$100.
Yeah, and so every birthday and every Christmas, we're just recycling the same $100.
Oh, that's so funny. Do you just keep it in a box and you're like, oh, it's time to give it back?
Well, I never have cash either, so I'm like, oh, we got to withdraw money to give them back their $100.
Oh, wow.
But we should just keep it in a box.
I used to love getting parcels, and my mum for years sent parcels, but she's terrible at buying gifts, but getting a parcel is so exciting. So
it is.
Have
you ever gotten Domestos?
No. Okay, she's way better at buying gifts than that. But it would be like, so she lives in America and I live here, and she'd send me socks and a multi-tool. I got a few multi-tools over the years.
Yeah.
And a frying pan. And a spatula, you know, so, and then pajamas, which I love. She always said, I mean, I even still have ones with they're still in the original packaging.
Yeah.
Because I don't wear that many pajamas. Sydney's not that cold. So pajamas often, and sports gear. So, but the only thing she buys me stuff that's pink, and you know.
Yeah, you should get you black.
Black.
Yeah.
But it's just fun getting it. So and most of the time we laugh really hard open. And my brother and I, because he'll get a parcel in South Africa. And we'll both
throw
each
other.
Too? We'll be like, no.
That would be cool.
And we'd be like, did you get socks? He's like, I got socks.
I actually love socks when people, because I'm always cold.
Yeah.
So my friend always gives me socks. And like, I've got the cutest socks. She's got me bee socks, like animal socks.
Too. Yeah.
Like, because, you know, socks are a maligned gift. People are like, oh God, socks. But I'm like, socks, practical.
You do always need socks.
I'm always cold. Yeah. So anyway, so today, speaking about Christmas, I'm going to tell you the tale of the quirkiest Christmas traditions, Nina.
Ooh,
so snuggle up with your hot chocolate because it's cold outside. And I'm going to tell you about the craziest ones because there's some really crazy ones that I didn't know about. So my sources are YHA, Wanderlust, and Wikipedia. So we're going to start in Iceland, so north. Yeah. So Icelandic kids have 13 mischievous trolls called Yule Lads.
Yeah.
With names like, get this, Doorway Sniffer, Spoon Licker, Sausage Swiper, candle stealer, curd gobbler, and the very dodgy named window peeper, which says to me sex predator, right? That's like a total, like, turning into a serial killer.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently each takes turns visiting children. Who the children leave the shoes in their bedroom window if they want to visit, and they drop off prezzies for the good kids and rotting potatoes for the bad ones.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Pedophile.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably watch too much true crime, but that to me is like
a pedophile's dream.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. The windows are just open.
Yeah, yeah. I just like kind of came in and brought a kid a present. No, no. Mm. That's grooming.
Yeah.
Is that not grooming? It's totally groovy.
That's so weird. Why do they have the weird names? I don't understand. Like, what does the sausage stealer do? Was it sausage?
Well, again,
I can't remember.
Sexual. Total pedo.
Oh my god, they're what? Oh, they're
spoon licker, sausage swiper, curd gobbler.
Oh my god. This is dark. Oh my god. This is bad.
Oh, this is even worse than I thought.
And this is all in Sweden?
Iceland.
Oh, sorry. Oops. I couldn't do the Icelandic accent. Can you do an Icelandic?
Björk?
I'm from Iceland.
I don't know. Selma from The Dancer in the Dark? I don't
think we're doing accents very well.
No, this is, no, that's bad. Transylvania, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, so that was really... Okay. That was really... somebody should investigate that, the origins of that.
Yeah.
So the next one is a sweet one, but who knows, we might be able to turn it disgusting.
Yes, we can do it dark, for sure.
So it's in the Ukraine. So what's the insect that you think of when you think of Christmas?
An insect?
None, right? I don't think of insects.
Cricket.
No. Okay. Well, no, it's a spider. Duh.
Obviously.
So
Why did I think of that?
So, in the Ukraine, there's actually a very sweet legend where there was a poor widow and her kids made a Christmas tree from a pine cone. Because they could, which is cute, right?
It is cute.
Okay.
Small.
Maybe pine cones are bigger.
In Ukraine.
You know, they probably have, like, really big trees.
Or lots of pine cones together.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so they couldn't afford any decorations, but on Christmas they woke up to see their tree covered in cobwebs. And then when the sunlight hit it, it turned into gold and silver, like tinsel. So now in the Ukraine, trees are decorated with little spider ornaments called pavuchkis. I'm maybe mispronouncing that. And fake spider webs.
Wow.
And according to the legend of the Christmas spider, so this is a thing.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia, in Germany, Poland and Ukraine, finding a spider or spider's web on a Christmas tree is considered good luck. Because, you know, they use real trees and you probably would find a real spider in that.
So it's half Halloween, half Christmas.
It's cute though, isn't it?
Hello, Christmas.
Hello, Christmas.
I hate when I
Hello, can't. Christ. Ooh.
I hate it when two words don't blend well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
So that was cute.
It wasn't dark. No.
It wasn't inappropriate.
We can't find anything dark.
No.
Sad.
I've got a funny one that I experienced when I was living in Japan. So it's completely mental, but a Christmas tradition in Japan involves KFC. Or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, no. No.
And I've seen it. And I was like, why is everybody carrying boxes of KFC around on Christmas? Because when something takes off in Japan, it really takes off. Like, people really get into, like, trends there. Like, more than in any other country I've seen. So, but I think it's just a commercialized opportunity in Japan because there was no food.
And KFC was like, someone came to KFC and then they went, Christmas at KFC.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because Japan isn't a Christian country or Catholic country. So they don't have a religious tie to Christmas. It's like a holiday, but like a fun holiday. So, and there's a lot of commercial sort of holidays in Japan. Like there's one called White Day, which is 1 month exactly after Valentine's Day, so March the 14th. And that's when the guys get gifts back. So, you know, usually on Valentine's Day, a guy will get something for a girl. I mean, not so much anymore, but now girls give back to the guys on White Day.
Oh.
And that was actually started by a confectionery manufacturer. So it's just like, you know, commercial opportunity. So, but... KFC.
Biggest day.
I know, exactly. This is one for you and your German background.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny and cute. So apparently Christmas tree came from Germany, but I haven't researched that fully, but I've read that in a couple of places. And in Germany, they've got a special ornament. It's glass. So, you know, you're talking about beautiful yeah. ornaments made out of, not made out of plastic. And it's a green Christmas pickle. Or Weihnachtsgurken.
Weihnachtsgurken.
Weihnachtsgurken, okay. So a Christmas gherkin, right?
That's hilarious.
So the idea is that you place the pickle on the tree, and because it's green and the tree is green, whichever kid is the first to find it, because it's usually quite hard to see, they would get an extra present.
And I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, this is funny you say that. So if you're an adult, you get luck for the following year. The problem is nobody in Germany seems to know about this. So maybe it's an elaborate plan.
As far as traditions go, it's failed.
It might be like one of those things, those rumors that started in America. Ask her. Can you please ask her? And then we can tell you whether she's heard about it. Because apparently, according to a poll by the YouGov Institute, 91% of the German surveyed said in 2016 that they were not familiar with the custom. But only 2% stated that they practice the tradition. So that's 2%.
Weird. 2%'s not a big percent.
I know, but that's some people. I'm not
good with percents, but that seems small.
But some people do it.
Some people.
So it's a thing.
Maybe it's like from one tiny town.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. But maybe they were just like trying to make fetch happen and it happened, you know?
Or maybe a pickle company was like, let's do this.
It's all commercial. It's all a plot. So I'm going to leave you with the two weirdest ones.
Okay, okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So I'm not kink shaming, but maybe I am actually.
But I am.
But Catalonia definitely has the oddest ones. So Catalonia is an area of Spain with four provinces, Barcelona, Girona, Lleida, and Tarragon. I didn't know that there was a place called Tarragon, but there you go.
Wow.
And they have not one, but two poop-based Christmas traditions.
You hate poop stuff.
I know. This is how funny I find it, because I can't even talk about this product, this thing, not a product. So the first is I might be mispronouncing it, the Kagana.
Well,
so,
I can't correct you because
you're not Spanish. So it roughly means the pooper, and it's a peasant pooping figurine with his pants down.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny figurine, and they put him in the nativity scene along Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
I want it so bad.
I know, it's really funny.
Oh my God, like, I need it.
It's so funny because it's funny in itself. And then you look at this kind of serious religious nativity scene, and then there's this like person pooping in the corner.
Oh my God, that if I had made that nativity scene, that would have been my contribution.
Well, if I ever go to Spain, I'm buying you
one. Please. I really need it.
Okay, the second one is just batshit crazy. So it's called the cagatillo, or the pooping log. So it's a log that is fed every day with nuts and sweets and kept warm with a blanket. So I guess you shove nuts and sweets in it.
Okay.
And then on Christmas Eve, the entire family beats the log with sticks and sings a traditional song that translates to, if you don't crap well, I'll beat you with a stick. Until the log excretes or, like, you know, lets out all its treats.
I feel like I need to move there.
I've seen it on a video. It is hilarious. So suddenly we want to have Christmas in Spain once?
This is my dream. Catalonia? I do love poop jokes.
But don't you think that this is probably the precursor to Mr. Hanky from South Park, the Christmas poo? Well, okay, it was a character that was like an animated poop, and he was around Christmas. I don't remember.
Was he Spanish?
He wasn't Spanish, but it's maybe where they got just,
it. I love
maybe
it.
Maybe it is.
I love it.
So leaving on that slightly gross, super gross note, they were the quirkiest Christmas traditions that I could find. I thought they were pretty funny and batshit crazy.
That's epic. I'm totally going to have a Christmas poop vlog now.
I think you make it out of toilet rolls, probably.
It's quite small.
Yeah. Like join some together. Or paper towel rolls.
I mean they're thin. I guess that's fine.
You can put lollies and nuts and
stuff. Okay, I thought of them as like bigger logs.
I don't know. Look, I reckon you could do your own version. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that Christmas episode. It was just our little Christmas gift to you.
Yes, and always remember to be cool.
and be kind or eat cake.
Or eat cake.
And please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps us out. We hope that you have a wonderful Christmas or festive season if you don't celebrate Christmas. And we'll be back next year.
Yes, we will. Bye.